for my project, I was visiting the Worcester Public Library and noticed a display cabinet, and there's a display on Polaroid land cameras, pretty much running from the first camera to the last ones they made. And I find it interesting space where they chose to display these objects, the display cabinet in the area of the reference and computer section on the second floor. And it's certainly not a museum, but being a place that people attend to do research, to expand their knowledge of things, or to just do some pleasure reading, to have a display cabinet area and have rotating exhibits is sort of an interesting statement on what the library space means and how collections not only of books but of other objects capture our interest, tell a story, and provide information to people who come to this space clearly not to learn about the subject that's on display. They're here for another reason, but they tend to stop by as they're passing through the space and take a look at it. And I tried to ask to find out how they make decisions on what to put here, but I was only given the name and number of somebody to contact later. The interesting thing about this exhibit is there are very few interpretive cards provided. There is an introduction, which is very simple, a narrative of what the land camera stood for. That is, photographs in a minute. And there are several early advertisements proclaiming the value and use of a 60-second image printout that you'd have. But beyond that, the viewer is left to examine the objects and to interpret them as they choose. The final segment of the display cabinet has two shelves of about 40 photographs, illustrating the potential artistic qualities that even these instant cameras can capture, quality photographs. And there are some that are quite good in detailing depth of field and good subject matter, artistic, and presumably meant to illustrate how these cameras are not just for quick fun things, but actually have a photographic value. The last two pieces of paper on display show the obituary for the inventor, Edwin Land, and an editorial footnote claiming Polaroid heading the way of the buggy whip. It's an interesting way to close out an exhibit, to leave somebody with the question of, are these going extinct?
He just took Polaroid.